You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 17, we share how to handle change and three steps to moving forward.
Welcome to our show. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching. We are certified coaches and speakers, writers, and best friends. And Big Blue Couch Coaching is a life coaching company for all people who feel worthless, stressed, and unhappy. And today we are talking about change and how to keep moving forward when you feel like your life is spinning completely out of control. And Rachel, change is never easy, is it?
No. If it's easy for you, maybe you should be calling us and letting us know how you how you do it.
Change
is not easy.
It isn't. And even when it's positive, it can really cause some great challenges and chaos in your life and your family. But you don't have to freak out. You don't have to freeze up when change happens, because you can learn how to roll with the punches and keep moving forward. And so today, we're going to give you some tips on how to handle change in your own life. Tips that we have applied in our lives. And honestly, we don't always get it right the first time around, do we?
No.
It takes some practice.
No, we've talked about that before. We have to learn things the hard way still, even as coaches.
Yes. But we promise that these tips will help you avoid the pitfalls. So when your life is in a season of change, you can keep moving forward. So Rachel, what is tip number one?
Tip number one is probably the hardest thing to do.
Start
off strong, people. Tip number one is to admit your mistakes. And what we mean by that is there are a lot of reasons change can happen in your life, but sometimes change happens because of choices that you make. And when it boils right down to it, sometimes it's your bad choices that are causing upheaval and change in your life, and your own failures, your own mistakes, those kinds of things are what you need to admit and have the courage to admit them, first of all, and then ask for forgiveness if you need to. Sometimes that means just forgiving yourself for making the choice, and then learn from it. If you admit your mistakes and you ask for forgiveness and you learn from them, you can get through that change much easier and much more quickly. And it also really opens you up to be able to think that this change is a time of great learning and growth, and you don't need to be scared of it, even if it starts out of a bad mistake or out of a bad choice being made. There's always something to learn out of that. And when you give yourself freedom to admit your mistakes and to offer forgiveness, you can see those the silver lining.
Absolutely. It's always how our perspective is, right? Mm-hmm. And I think along with that, when you do get to the point of admitting your mistakes, that's a sign of maturity.
Absolutely.
It takes maturity to be able to look at yourself and really have some self-awareness for the purpose of moving forward.
Right. Absolutely.
Not beating yourself up.
Absolutely.
Right. So I love this second tip you have written down. It's get a grip.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Get a grip, people.
Well, change brings great stress, even when it's good change. Like, we are in the process right now of selling our house. And that's a big change for our family. It's very stressful. And I often have to remind myself of this tip to get a grip, because you can get so bogged down about what's going on. And get a grip mostly means just step back and get some perspective. And
maybe calm down a bit.
Calm down a bit, because stress causes so many problems in our life. It causes problems physically and emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It causes problems relationally. Mm-hmm. If you are going through stress and change in your life, it will affect your marriage. It will affect your family. And you need to get a grip and handle it in healthy ways. So one of the things you can do is take time out to process your feelings about the change. And usually for us, and what we tell our clients, is to journal through it.
Journaling is a big deal.
Right.
And most people think it's kind of one of those fluffy things, but
right.
It's not.
It's not.
Really,
I have had more clients come back who are like, I don't want to journal about it, this seems stupid, who come back later when they finally do it. They're like, wow, that actually really worked.
Imagine that.
I'm like, yes, I know it does, because I have to do it myself. Mandy coached me this week and made me journal through some stuff. And so this really does
work. And you feel better, right?
I do.
It helped you get a grip.
It did help me get a grip. The second thing, though, a part of getting a grip is to give yourself permission to not be okay. So often we just try to pretend like we have everything under control, which just causes way more stress.
Yeah, we don't need to be Pollyanna perfect,
no,
right?
No, no, we don't. And you need to admit sometimes that you do need some help.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what the change is in your life, but sometimes you might need somebody to talk to you, or sometimes you might need to call that friend and be like, hey, you want to help me pack up the house or whatever, or take the
kids
out
for a walk. I would love to. If you need my help, Rachel, I will help you pack
the house.
I will
probably be calling. I don't need it right now because our house hasn't sold yet, but when it does, it'll be on my, I will call you. But focusing on the positive and breaking things down into manageable steps, when you journal, you don't even realize that you have some things that you can actually do about the situation. Part of the journaling and getting a grip is to take out all of the negative things so that you can start focusing on the stuff you can do. And when you're in the season of change, you can feel like you have no idea what you're doing. And what you don't realize is there are actually things that you can do to make your life easier during change. And so relax. Get a grip.
Get a grip.
This too shall pass.
Absolutely. So tip number one was to admit your mistakes.
Yes.
Tip number two is to get a grip.
Yep. And tip number three is to look for blessings and opportunities.
Oh, I love that. I love that because there always is something good within the chaos.
Right. Absolutely. And a change is a great time to shift your focus and look for new opportunities and blessings in the middle of change. And we preach this over and over and over again here on the Big Blue Couch, but what you believe is how you will act. So when you're in a season of change, focusing on blessings, focusing on new opportunities is a way to switch out of the chaos into a better frame of mind while you're going through it.
Right. But it doesn't just happen accidentally. You really have to be intentional.
Right. Absolutely.
And make a point to look for those blessings, to look for the good.
Right. Absolutely. Because sometimes change can be incredibly difficult. If you're going through something like a divorce or a job relocation or something like that, where it's really causing a lot of stress on your family, the blessings aren't going to be obvious.
Right.
You have to dig through them. And sometimes if the only blessing of that day is that the sun was shining or that you got your pants on instead of your comfy clothes or your yoga pants, those are blessings and things that you need to be writing down. They might seem crazy to write down stuff like that
or
to keep that, you know, going in your mind as a blessing, but it's the little stuff that's going to help you through the change.
Even, you know, with that getting out of your sweatpants, even if you choose to wear a maxi skirt, which is still kind of being in your sweatpants.
It's yoga pants without
It's pants. Yoga pants that look, you know, that look put together.
Right.
But even something like that where you're still comfortable, and the only reason I'm saying that is because I'm wearing one today. I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm in my jammies, but I look put together.
Right.
And that's important, is to find those blessings, no matter how small they are.
Right, absolutely.
And a lot of times they will be super tiny, small things.
When you're going through it, sometimes they're going to be little. And sometimes you have to wait until the season is over to really learn the big blessing and what that season of your life was for. Sometimes it'll be looking back that you'll see that stuff. But walking through it, there's always something to be thankful for. And that will really shift your focus and keep you moving forward through the change in your life.
Absolutely. So in order to keep moving forward, it really comes down to changing your mindset. And we want to help you do that. And so we have put together a little downloadable ebook printable thing for you to really help you begin that process. It's called 3 Keys to Build Your Confidence. And you can find that at our website, bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And we also invite you to hang out with us every day on our Facebook page, where we are constantly giving you tips, encouraging you, and just hanging out with you and getting to know you, because really it takes community to go through these things. So you can find that at our website as well. And we want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch today. We look forward to seeing you next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.